From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The weather today is not expected to be of much help to firefighters in Southern California. Officials expect high temperatures and gusty winds as they battle the so-called Crown Fire north of Los Angeles. The fire is bearing down on hundreds of homes in the community of Palmdale. Robert Arujo lives in the Rancho Vista subdivision. He says it's been nerve-wracking.
It was frantic, horrific. My wife and daughter were just totally, shall we go, nonstop.
Firefighters are also trying to keep flames away from power lines that deliver electricity to Southern California. Water-dropping aircraft slowed the fire's progress yesterday. Arizona Governor Jim Brewer is asking state lawmakers to consider changing provisions in Arizona's controversial new immigration law. Earlier this week, a federal judge temporarily stopped key parts of it from going into effect. Here's Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
The judge enjoined the portions of the law which required police to ask for immigration paperwork and that required immigrants to have their papers with them at all times. The judge ruled that enforcing such a law would put an undue burden on lawful immigrants. Supporters say the legislature passed the law in the first place because the federal government's failing to enforce its own immigration laws. Brewer has appealed the federal court's ruling to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, but it's widely expected to wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. A spokesman for Brewer says that given the injunctions to the current law, parts of which went into effect on Thursday, she's exploring what changes can be made to the bill that would, in effect, give it more teeth. An overwhelming majority of Arizonans support the law, but protesters from all over the country demonstrated in Phoenix Wednesday and Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
President Obama is blasting Senate Republicans for blocking a proposal to create a $30 billion fund to help open up lending for small businesses.
The Republican leaders in the Senate once again used parliamentary procedures to block it. Understand, a majority of senators support the plan. It's just that the Republican leaders in the Senate won't even allow it to come up for a vote.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. Senate Republicans blocked the proposal earlier this week. In the GOP address, Nebraska Senator Mike Johann says a requirement tucked into the new health care law will be a job-killing drag on small businesses. Under the rule, millions of small businesses must file tax forms for every vendor that sells them more than $600 in goods. Johann says it's an example of how President Obama's promise to support small businesses rings hollow. The House rejected a bill yesterday that would have repealed the provision. BP's incoming chief executive is talking about scaling back cleanup efforts in the Gulf of Mexico. Bob Dudley says relatively little oil remains on the surface, leaving less for oil skimmers to do. Bob Dudley says there's no pullback in BP's commitment to cleanup efforts. You're listening to NPR News. Rhinebeck, New York is expected to host 400 guests today for Chelsea Clinton's wedding to investment banker Mark Mezvinsky. NPR's Brian Reed reports that members of the media are swarming the town.
There are so many journalists in Rhinebeck, it's hard to find a place to put them all. Some have been spending the night in locals' extra bedrooms. People who work or own businesses near the town's main intersection have been interviewed by the press over and over again. John Schmidt is a real estate agent in town.
Unfortunately, the weirdest thing that we've seen is a lot of people rubbernecking and running into each other in the village. You know, unfortunately, there's been a lot of fender benders.
Security has increased around the property surrounding the reported location of the wedding, and the Federal Aviation Authority has also declared Rhinebeck a no-fly zone for most of the day. Brian Reed, NPR News.
European human rights groups are denouncing French President Nicolas Sarkozy's vow to revoke French citizenship to immigrants who put the lives of police officers in danger. Here's Frank Browning.
His heightened rhetoric follows earlier promises from the Interior Ministry to dismantle 300 allegedly illegal Roma and Gypsy camps and unleash tax interrogators on them. Raids against the Roma began yesterday outside Paris. Sarkozy cited recent attacks on police in Grenoble and in central France. However, police have also been taped dragging screaming women through the streets, one with a baby strapped to her chest during an eviction in a minority neighborhood north of Paris. A leader of the French Human Rights League called the police actions reminiscent of 1930s attacks on Jews and gypsies. Sarkozy suffers the lowest public approval rating of any president in decades. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.